Welcome back to Peggy and Dion on 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app and ESPN 1000.
Hi, Peggy.
Dion.
I'm so happy to see you.
Oh, my gosh. Do you notice anything different about me today? Look closely, besides that I actually dried my hair for once.
I'm not wearing camo.
That I can actually see you this morning.
You've adopted an animal print look for this fine Saturday here in Chicago.
I am actually thinking about what I'm wearing now on these Saturday shows, not only because of the Twitch.
Right.
But because we have a guest coming in today.
I know we do. Like our first in-studio guest, our first guest, period.
And I totally am obsessed.
You're going to fangirl on me.
I am totally going to fangirl with Chicago Party Ant,
who
is coming in studio. Chris Witoski is coming in studio, I think at the bottom of the hour. So
that's
I'm
awesome.
I'm super excited because I love that show and love following the Twitter handle as well.
Yeah.
But the other thing, besides the
animal
print,
what else was I supposed to notice?
Is my headphones.
Oh, you got fancy headphones.
I got my own headphones.
I'll have to tweet out a picture of that so people can see. And they're not a sponsor yet, but.
No, they're not. These came out of my dad's free box.
What? Where did you, how old are these?
So I have no idea. They were still in the box.
Okay.
My dad just had his 87th birthday.
Oh, bless him.
Mm-hmm, in February. And he and his wife are moving into an assisted living facility in Wisconsin. And so when we go to their house right now in Wisconsin, he has boxes with our names on them.
Oh, gosh.
Of what he's giving away to us.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And so he had this in the free box.
Well, I mean, that right there is a bargain that
so I was like,
you cannot pass up.
A new...
I need these.
We were just talking about
We were just talking about these,
You know, hey, we love the guys here at ESPN 1000.
We love them.
But...
However,
we'd like to have our own headphones that aren't...
Yes, I need some cute... I want cute
sweaty
ones. Right, that aren't sweaty and
icky.
Maybe have a little bit of stank on them. I walked into a nearly empty bottle of whiskey here in the studio.
Like, I did not know that we could actually drink on the air.
Neither did I.
Especially on a Saturday morning.
Right.
What the heck were
I mean,
they
it's
doing?
Almost empty, and I'm hearing that the guys have been hitting this all week, which could explain some of the things that I've heard. I didn't listen to Crosstalk Unhinged this week, but now I think I'm going to have to.
What is the whiskey?
It's Limavady Irish Whiskey, and
thank
they
you,
are sponsoring our Twitch. So if you want to take a swig on camera, we ain't going to stop you.
Oh,
Lord.
I mean, that would make... Limavady. Did I say it right, Eric?
Nailed it.
Limavady.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to hate.
And I'm not going to pretend like I got this voice from not drinking whiskey.
Thank you for your honesty, Peg. Right? Okay.
Limavady. Even for me, 11 o'clock. Wow.
ABC 7 producer Mike Johnson is a bourbon whiskey connoisseur.
Oh, yes.
So he has introduced me to a lot of things. I'm going to have to ask him about Limavady. I kind of like to say it. It's fun. I don't think I'm going to do anything. It's a little early. Well, not early. I've been up. I don't have to work today.
So
I don't have to work late tonight.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
Okay, wait. So we were talking about me wearing my animal print for the Chicago Party Ant today. And you have to check out Twitter because I took a picture of my shoes.
You did?
My
good job.
Johnny Waz shoes, which are super cool and
they
cute.
They are cool.
And we'll get into the whole animal print maybe with Chicago Party Ant because I think it's just people my age that like it.
No, same.
But you walked in looking all dolled up with a beautiful gold chain.
Thank you.
A gray sweatshirt sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And pleather pants.
They are pleather, yes. And I love my pleather pants, but I did have to like go to an event this morning. So I did have a blazer on. I looked even more put together. But I have to laugh because right before I walked in the studio, I changed out of my leopard print boots.
Oh.
I was like, I love leopard print. They're in my car right now. I just put on sneakers for this moment.
See?
So there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
But I do love my pleather pants.
I would never wear pleather pants or leather pants, but.
You wouldn't?
Oh, Lord. No, not me. No, that's one thing. That's one.
Peggy, with the leopard shirt, it's like a fit.
Okay.
That's like a fit. That's what the young say. It's a fit.
It's a fit.
It would be. I think that's what they say, isn't it?
I have no idea. I've never heard of that.
No.
I just would not subject anyone to seeing me in anything close to looking like leather. Now, do you not? Are you not into leather?
No, no. These were just cheaper at Target. They were $20 at Target, Peg. I wasn't hating at the moment. Sorry. I just was saving money.
So you will do leather. Okay. I was going to say, because I have my little fur vest that I wear, too.
Right.
So, I mean, I've got everything going. Right. I can pull off just about any. Well, I think I can, but I probably really can't. Except leather or pleather.
Oh, come on. Have you tried?
Oh, Lord. Talk about Polish sausage casing.
Stop it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Come on.
Yes. And it looks like Polish sausage casing because it's got all the bumps. I'm not talking sausage casing. Oh, I am talking like lumpy everywhere, you know. Oh, yeah. No, that's okay, not.
So you're going to like this, though. Like these pants, they are pleather. And when there's no... They do make a swoosh when you walk, you know? Remember that Seinfeld episode? There's like a swooshing. So I'm walking through the kitchen and my daughter is like, Mom, your pants are making noise. I was like, I know. She's like, I don't really like that. I was like, well, I can't control it. But now I'm very conscious of it, right? So like when I walk in and I'm like, good morning, nice to meet you. Swish, swish, swish. I was like, come on. But that's what you get for buying pleather instead of leather.
Yeah, and probably. You really did not get them at Target.
No, I for real did.
Target,
yeah.
Seriously?
For real.
So what did they cost? Like $23?
$20.
Yes.
Well, they're pleather.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't hate on my money saving ways.
So I was told once, and this was probably 20 years ago. Oh, as a matter of fact, it is one of my headshots that I told them not to get rid of because I look good in it. But it is about 15 years old. I am wearing a red, I guess it's, you know, fake leather jacket.
Yes. Pleather.
So it's always pleather if it's
fake. I mean, that's what I call it, but...
Okay. And the woman for the photographer and the consultant that Channel 5 used at the time told me two rules. Never wear white and never wear pleather.
No way.
Because it looks cheap. And I was like... Well, you don't have to worry about either of them because it also makes me look fat. So, yes, that's
what
she said.
So I'm looking cheap?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No. I like the fact that you have totally crossed over and you're making it cool. And
I am. I'm trying. I don't know if I'm succeeding, but
I'm trying. Can you wear that on the air?
I mean, they're leggings, so no one really sees, you know?
Yeah.
I do wear my leopard print boots on the air, but nobody really sees.
Do you never do anything standing where it's a full shot
in studio? Oh, yes, but I wear dresses in studio. I mean, I would wear these. Yes, I would wear these.
Uh-huh. You would?
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
For sure. I actually wore them on a reporting day, and my photographer's like, it was right. This is so
which hilarious. Photographer?
Dwight.
Of
Dwight
course
Payne,
it was Dwight.
Of course. So we were at Bulls. It was the day after the All-Star break. And so Tristan Thompson was there, or it was like, whatever. And I walk in with these leather pants on. He's like, why are you in here looking like a Kardashian? I was like, Dwight, oh my gosh. And then I realized maybe it was subconscious. I don't know.
See?
Kidding.
So
kidding,
it was Dwight that said that, not Tristan.
No, of course not. I could be Tristan's mother. No, we are not. No.
So did you cover the Bulls game last night?
I did. I mean, I was in studio last night. That was an incredible game. But
so I was watching from afar. Tell what happened. Like, they were in the game. They came back.
They rallied. Ayo Dosunmu, oh my gosh, third quarter. I mean, just took over. The no-look passes and facilitating the offense. He was... just a delight. But it was that moment at the end, it was the last few seconds when Zach LaVine hit that clutch three, cut the lead to two, and they fell asleep on the other end. And you could see it on Zach's face, right? Like that shot right before they went to commercial. He was just so deflated. And I think after the game, the way that they're learning to play at this level, that was playoff type atmosphere at home against Milwaukee, like a rival. The crowd was into it. It was
the champions.
It was the defending champs. Like, this is them learning on the fly how to play in games like this. And it has to be that way every night. DeMar DeRozan said that afterwards. He's like, we have to learn that this is the effort we have to give all the time. But now, like, I look at the standings. I think we just have to accept the fact that they're going to be a 3, 4, 5 seed. They're not going to be 1 or 2. And that's okay. That's okay. We just have to now get healthy and get to the postseason. There are like 18 games, Peg. Like, we're there.
That's what I was saying. And like, I feel like 17 games left to learn how to play defense.
Yeah, I know.
That's just been the problem.
I mean, that game against Atlanta. How do you score? score 124 points and lose.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, and that is going to come back to them in the playoffs.
It totally is.
If they lose, I mean, what is this, four straight losses now?
Yeah, four.
All right, if they drop further, they're only going to get a tougher first-round matchup in the playoffs, and that is not good.
But it's not.
Like, this is trouble, and that is where defense is really going to hurt them.
It's not good, but they have the toughest remaining schedule in the league right now. So in the optimistic Dion side of me wants to say that's going to prepare it's good that they're losing these games, because then hopefully they'll match up with these teams differently later on. Two more games against Milwaukee in the next 17, 18 games.
And they have Philly.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very challenging schedule. If they can figure some things out, I think that will set them up for a deeper postseason run. Playoffs are there. Get healthy. Get everybody back and see what it looks like. I just hope that they can build that chemistry quickly when everybody comes back.
Yeah. So I saw the highlights with Grayson Allen. I heard, you know, the booing every time he touched the ball. I saw the hard foul that, that wasn't anything that, it was a hard play. It's like he was there.
Yes.
It was, you know, maybe a little extra into, okay.
But Derek Jones Jr. doing the payback, and that just didn't feel right with anybody. There was nothing else. His presence was inconsequential other than that.
Yeah.
And honestly, the way Billy Donovan approached it and what they talked about before the game was like, look, we've lost three, now four in a row. We're dropping in the standings. We're not playing consistent defense. We got more issues than revenge, right? Like we have to play with more urgency. We have to push to like figure this out. And that's hopefully what they're going to start doing. But it does not get easier.
Mental mistakes, defense, they still, 3-point shooting is still, but this is what we used to say about the White Sox.
Yeah.
You will be exposed what your weaknesses are
when it comes
to the postseason.
Yeah.
And this is like postseason basketball right now, and their weaknesses are exposed. Yes, they have injuries, but there are still weaknesses that are exposed. So it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't get overexcited thinking that they're already a championship team.
Well, let's just all agree. Billy Donovan knows what he's doing this time of year and in the playoffs. That's the right leader you want for this group moving forward. So, excuse me. So hopefully hopefully that's what he's setting them up for, like that they're learning from each one of these losses and moving forward. But it was a fun game. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
No question about that.
But. Well, I'll tell you when we come back from this break, I'll tell you what I did last night.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Why I could not watch the game. Well, I guess I could have watched it, but I was busy and it was fun. But I have a little bit of I'm a little upset with some people who do something that's really annoying to bartenders.
Well, right? I mean, I'm not going anywhere.
She's Dion. I'm Peggy. We are back, and we thank you guys for joining us. We'll be right back on ESPN.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago.
Okay, we're all in.
Now back to Peggy and Dion.
This is ESPN 1000.
Did you see the forecast today?
Yes.
71 degrees.
Happy dance. I know. I'm
so
excited.
So excited.
Yeah. It does so much for your mental health.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we reach a point in our city where people walk around with that look like, oh my gosh, I can't take another day of cold.
Yeah.
And then today we're making eye contact. People are like skipping down State Street.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
I know. Two women just walked by our studios here at the First Midwest Bank Studio on State Street across from Chicago Theater. And as you were saying that, they were smiling.
I know.
And, you know, happy. And
life-giving.
And you were out this morning already. Tell me about what you were doing.
Okay, so I was at out in Rosemont at the JDRF Summit. They do this every year, but it's been obviously 2 years because of the pandemic. And they used to meet like at McCormick. They had about 1,000 people. This year they had about half that register for the day. And it's people who've been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, newly diagnosed. They said I've seen a real uptick in newly diagnosed. But I got to go out there this morning and open up the summit. But I got to talk to Olympic trampoline gymnast Charlotte Drury.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a minute today and you want to just, you know, YouTube her real quick, she's phenomenal. And I chatted with her a little bit about just her gymnastics career. And she was, you know, standard gymnast until she was 13. on track to go to the Olympics. And she said at 13, I was burned out. And I was like, wow, that's really young to say, to be articulate enough to say I was burned out. And she said, oh, I was. And then she's like, I tried trampoline and loved it. So she was training for Tokyo. And she's like, I just felt awful. I had felt awful for like a year. And so she went in to get her blood levels taken. She admitted she thought it was depression.
Yeah.
She's like, I just thought I was depressed.
Or like Lyme disease awful. Or something where you're always tired.
Yeah, I just felt terrible. And then she got a call and they asked her if she understood what, you know, it meant. She's like, that your levels are this. And do you know what that means? She's like, do I look like I know that? I have no idea what you're talking about. And so this is a new diagnosis for her, but type 1 diabetic. And she said at first it was super scary, but then once she had the knowledge, she felt like she could kind of get to know her body differently and what it does now. And she's incredible. She was very inspirational. And it was neat to see a room for her. This was the first time she had ever been around that many people who understood what she was feeling and going through. And it was just cool to be a part of. And JDRF does amazing things for families and children and adults and whoever's diagnosed. They don't do any marketing. They try to meet you where you're at in the hospital and support you in that way. The event was free.
I mean, isn't that great?
It's super cool. And I have a friend going through it right now with her son, and they got to come, and it was just it was neat to be a part of. It was early. You know those events, Peg, every time we go, it's hard to get everybody's attention, right? Because most of the time it's at night, people are drinking and talking, and you're like, hello, is anybody listening?
Right.
This morning it was like dead silence.
Right.
Could have been the 8:30 start time, but it was they were very attentive because you knew they needed it, and it was just encouraging to see like that community kind of come together and support each other, because that's what it's all about. You don't want to feel like you're alone, so it was really cool to be there.
That's awesome.
They were gracious enough to have me, so it was fun. It was a good way to start the day.
I started my day at 5:15 this morning when our dog. Do you know my dog's name?
No. What's your dog's name?
Yao Ming.
It is Yao Ming.
Yes.
Wait, I do know this from your Christmas card.
Yes.
But Yao Ming is tiny.
Yao Ming is a Chinese crested hairless dog.
Hairless?
Hairless. So he has, you still have to shave him because it's women, you'll understand this. The hair grows like it would on your legs.
Okay.
Where it's just enough to be annoying.
Yeah.
And so then he'll scratch all the time. So you have to shave him. But he's got, you know, like puffs of hair on his paws and longer hair, like his mane on
his. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And really big pointy ears.
Yeah.
He's adorable. He really is the best. Except gets up between 4:30 and 5:15. So when people ask me, why do I get up so early? It's because Yao Ming wakes me up.
Yum.
And I have to be the one that takes him out, you know, feeds him and takes him out in the morning. And so anyway, so I was up very early. And then I came downtown. My daughter had to take her math placement test for high school.
Wow.
For St. Ignatius. And so I dropped her off at the school. And then I went out to breakfast in Fulton Market. I was so happy. I went to Beatrix.
How hip and happening. Oh, I love Beatrix.
Uh-huh.
Love it.
So then I went and did that. But last night, I was a celebrity bartender for my friend Betsy Shepherd's event, which she had last night at Caddyshack in Rosemont. It was the Heroes Family Fun Celebrity Bartender Bash. And shout out to my fellow celebrities like Jeff Hoover from Channel 9, morning show producer. Dean Richards also was there. And we were celebrity bartenders.
That's awesome.
And I did it for about an hour and a half. I worked my ass off.
I'm sure.
I was sweating.
I'm sure.
I was just like, now, they had a list of drinks, and I don't.
Did you have to, like, mix?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Yes. That's really a lot to ask.
So were you like Tom Cruise and Cocktail, at least? Like, giving us some flair?
Of course I was.
Did you stand on the bar, Peg?
Oh, why did I not stand on the
bar?
Why
did you not do that? That was your opportunity.
Oh, gosh, why didn't I not do that?
Were you wearing animal print? Please say yes.
I'm sure I was wearing something like that. And one woman asked for a martini, and a dirty martini.
Okay.
And so I said, does that mean I just lick my finger and stir? And she did not find that funny. I said to her, gin? And she said, oh, no. Vodka. And I said, well, don't these people know that a true martini is gin? You know, it is.
I don't drink martinis.
Oh, man. So
am I missing out?
I would say yes for everything. So I had to make one, and they Now, when you're at home, you know, you don't measure anything.
No.
And so now they're telling me the measurements and, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I had to make a, well, I got to do the shaking.
Oh,
you know,
fun.
But I couldn't get the lid off of the shaker. And then I had to make a gimlet, a vodka gimlet.
Wow.
Yep. So
yeah,
I found
no
out
idea.
Just ice, simple syrup, lime juice, and vodka.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. So it just makes it a little bit sweeter.
Yeah, I'd drink that.
I think that's a little bit too sweet for me, though. But it was really fun. So here is where I got annoyed.
Oh, do tell.
So Jeff Hoover, we were like, okay, what do you do when they don't offer up their money after you give them the drink?
Right.
Now, this was a fundraiser, so they had tickets.
That was the point.
So they had two tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're out of your tickets, you have to pay. But at the very least, give us a ticket, right? So, like, one guy was like, oh, I was watching your pours. You got a heavy pour. You know, I'll take a Guinness. So I did not know when you pour a Guinness out of the tap.
Yeah.
You don't tilt the cup like you do a regular beer.
No, you have to be. It's
you do
very
it flat.
Strategic,
and
yes.
then you do it, like, two-thirds of the way. You let it sit for 30 seconds. And then you top it off.
Yes.
I did not know that.
See, I did know that.
So I'm thinking, why are you ordering a Guinness from me if it's all the same?
It's all the same.
One cup. Yeah,
it's
like,
all
I'm
the
not,
same. Yeah.
I can't give you a heavier pour.
Right.
Now, vodka or gin, yeah. A little extra. Count to six and then maybe seven or eight. But which is what they, did you know that's what they do?
That's what they do. That's
the
how they measure.
Upside down, that's how they measure. So it's 6 seconds. You count to six with the bottle upside down for a vodka drink or like vodka soda, whatever.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yes, I know. I learned so much. But I gave him the Guinness. No tickets. Didn't even reach into his pocket. Didn't even, you know, ask how much. And so I'm kind of like wandering the bar. And Jeff Hoover says, he goes, what do you do when they don't pay?
Yeah, what did you do?
I know. I go, and it's a fundraiser. I go, come on.
Yeah.
So we asked the bartender. And Alejandro was one of the guys that was helping me. And I said, what do you do when they don't pay? He goes, you just call them, you know.
Yeah.
And you just got to just kind of chalk it up.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So, yes.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Right? Isn't that annoying?
That is not okay.
Yeah. And the other thing is, those bartenders worked
so
they
hard.
Worked so hard.
Yeah, they do.
That I knew that the Heroes Fund was going to make their money last night. So before I left, I went into my wallet. And I took out a hundo and put it in their tip jar.
That's awesome.
And I was like, where is your tip jar? Just for you guys. Because they were like, oh, no, you put everything for the Heroes Fund. And I'm like, no. You know, because they're working.
They're working very hard.
Like, they're still working. And even though, you know, Caddyshack is doing a fundraiser, they're still working their regular.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
But they're not going to make the same tips.
No, of course not, because it's a fundraiser. And
people
who attend fundraisers, even though they know it's for a money-making venture, they do expect something in return.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
You know, you're getting stuff like this. You should be tipping a little. It's a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser. Your wallets should be open.
Exactly.
Tip early, tip
you're
high,
not,
tip
you're
often.
You're not there trying
yes,
to get that's, you know,
no,
the free
that's,
drink.
Right. Oh, totally. Not that I'm going to argue with a free drink. I will say this, that, you know, what you're saying about how annoying it can be to be behind the bar and serving people. I mean, we are a demanding bunch. We are a demanding lot of humanity when we are at a bar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like no regard for human decency.
Oh,
it is over here. We're screaming at people. We're yelling. We want the drink the way we want it, when we want it. We expect them to remember every 5 drinks we ordered and the same thing that the guy behind me shouted out at the same time. So he's losing his mind. I mean, it's a wild scene. They deserve way more than they make.
And three, I could remember three. When one guy asked for PBR, a cranberry and Tito's and cranberry. And what was the other one? It was another beer. But after two,
yeah.
I was like, what was
Wait,
the
what
third
was the third one?
I know.
What did he want? I don't know how they do that. And then they're counting when they're pouring.
Yeah.
And they're, I mean, it's.
So you got to count. Yeah, you count to six.
Yeah.
And then.
So I'm going to have some more grace then when I'm at a table and they're like, we're waiting on your drinks at the bar. Well, now I understand why.
Yeah.
Well, heavens.
It was crazy, but it was a lot of fun.
It sounds like fun.
I do like doing those. And then, of course, I had to go watch my girlfriend, Gail, win our Camel Cup paddle championship last night.
You and paddle. What is it called? Paddle tennis? Paddle ball?
Yes,
paddle.
I should add tennis to it so people think that
it
I'm not just
more
like into paddle.
Yeah. What is the, is it
fraternity hazing or something? Like, what is going on?
Well, you might call it fraternity hazing. Some would call it, you know, what do you call it before you have to... I'm sorry. Is your are your kids listening?
Thanks for finishing the thought, Eric.
I'm trying to remember that there are children in the car coming back from athletic activities with their parents, and that we should not talk about some of that stuff.
Maybe not.
So maybe parents, you might want to be careful in the next half hour when Chicago Party Aunt joins us.
I'm so excited
because Chicago Party Aunt is raunchy, and dirty. And she's like, everyone has an aunt or they know someone like this woman.
Yes.
And so I'm super excited that we are going to visit with Chicago Party Aunt.
I know. I'm excited. Know. Okay. So stick around for that. You won't want to miss it. She's Peggy. I'm Dion. You're listening to
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000.
This is Peggy and Dion.
ESPN 1000.
Scottie Pippen, you made it!
You told me the other Bulls would be here.
I did. I did say that.
Find me later. I'm single again. We can play Just the Tippin' with Pippen.
Peggy, we have a guest in the studio with us. This is monumental.
Yeah.
It's our first ever guest.
And
I think
extremely appropriate.
I think so.
Because when people ask what our show is, we're like, we don't really know.
We don't, right.
We're just two women that sometimes we'll talk sports, but most of the time we talk about other stuff.
Yeah, just catching up.
So I thought we need Chicago Party Aunt.
Yes, we do.
On the show. And people, Chicago Party Aunt on Twitter and on Netflix is the creation of a very messed up mind of a man.
He just
by the name
got here,
of
Peggy.
Chris Witoski.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
You are a messed up mind.
I really am.
Oh, my gosh.
But hey, I'm making money from it.
Yes. I mean, nobody can hate on that. Not at
all. Wait a second. Okay. You had some doozies this week on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first of all.
Well, it's because I'm back in the motherland.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. When Chicago, I have to be very careful what I'm saying here, but when Lori Lightfoot, our Chicago mayor, made the comment to her employee that was trying to broker a truce with the Italian-Americans over the removal of the Columbus statue, and she used a phrase that a lot of men use about having a larger appendage.
She said the biggest.
She said the biggest.
Yeah.
I can't even repeat what Chicago Party Aunt's response was to it.
She said, I have the biggest blank in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And to which I retweeted, she's obviously never been in a locker room with Will Perdue.
Stop laughing. Oh, my gosh.
And then my friend Dilla, who's a Chicago historian who's killing it on Twitter right now, he retweeted it and said, so that's why they call him Big Willie.
How did this start?
Yeah.
How did Chicago Party Aunt start?
So I grew up in the burbs in St. Charles, lived in the city for many years, performed at Second City. But then, you know, I kind of got to the top of the mountain in Chicago and was like, I got to go west for more opportunity. So I moved to L.A., got an agent and all that stuff.
You were really doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Getting an agent.
Yes, getting an agent.
Did you get a job as a waiter, too?
No. When I was here, I worked at Mike Ditka's restaurant for 5 years.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
And you kept telling people, I'm going to make it someday.
That's right.
I'm going to make it someday.
Yeah, just you wait.
They're like, would you just make this pork chop the way I asked?
Yeah, just you wait. I'm going to be on ESPN 1000 someday.
Yeah. We get it.
So I had a lot of downtime in LA, like in between, you know, commercial auditions and whatever. And so I wanted just a creative outlet. So I started this thing on Twitter based on my actual aunt.
No way.
Oh, yeah, babe. Well, I mean, I pull from a couple different aunts, but I mean, this is like very much.
So you have more than one aunt. You have more than one aunt that is like Diane Dombrowski.
Yes, I do.
Oh, God, is that funny?
Yes. So I have one of my aunts is like hard partying, like, you know, still.
No way.
She has season tickets to the Chicago Wolves game, just one ticket for herself. And she goes all the time, and she told me one time, you know where I go? Because I like watching the fights.
That is so accurate.
Yeah, I cannot
even. Is she married?
Well, my uncle Bernie passed away, God rest his soul, but yes, she was. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
And what's that aunt's name?
So, Aunt Anita.
Are they aware that this is somewhat of a parody of them?
Well, luckily, my Aunt Anita doesn't know how to use Twitter, so.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said this recently. I went on Facebook recently to look at her page, and she has, like, three different Facebook profiles, and I'm like, what the hell is this? But I realized she keeps forgetting her password. And so then she makes just a new Facebook page.
It's not a burner account. Yeah. She just forgets.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
So I started,
the other aunt?
Okay, so then there's the aunts on my mom's side, and they're like a little more done up, like, you know, tanning bed in the house kind of like.
That's awesome.
Oh, no.
With
the thong always showing.
Yes, the Mary Kay, you know. Yes.
Mary Kay. Yes. That's also
smell
accurate.
Like the perfume department at Nordstrom's, you know.
Yes,
like,
of course.
So I pulled from, you know, I like my whole life. I just like observed these people and it just like seeped in.
Yeah.
And you know, these, I mean, like, you'll see Chicago party ants walking by right here.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. Did you know when you were creating this, like, this is going to touch a chord? Like, you're going to, did you have any idea
Not
it'd
at
be
all.
Like this?
I was literally like, this will be a fun thing to do in my downtime to, like, tweet out jokes.
Wow.
And, yeah.
And now, look at you now.
It's streaming in 190 countries.
That's insane.
And we used to get upset that people looked at Chicago and only thought of Al Capone. And now they think all the women are like Chicago party ants.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
I know. Yes. Thank you.
Now, I do have a question, though, for you.
Yes.
I would like to know which one of my nieces and nephews you've been talking to, because I swear to God, if I get one more person tell me that I am one of the inspirations for Chicago
party.
The
muse, yeah.
I'm like, I cannot. Like, first of all, I would never wear pleather pants.
I'm wearing pleather pants. She's really hating on my pleather pants.
No, I'm not hating on them.
Thank you.
Yes, it was.
But if Diane wore them, she would wear them three sizes too small her thongs showing.
Yes.
And her fat, her belly. I mean, it cracks me up so much. It makes me laugh so hard. My sons actually said to me, Mom, this is so you and your friends. I said, I know. I can't help it. It is so funny. But the writing is hysterical.
Oh, thank you.
Her obsession with Scottie Pippen.
Oh, so funny.
So great.
She's always invited him things, and he's going, where are the other? You said the other Bulls were going to be here. Where's Tony Kukoc?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's so like, great. Now, do like you said, it's in how many countries?
190 countries.
Do they get all the Chicago jokes?
I don't know. I don't care.
I wouldn't care either. I would not care. If they're watching, who cares?
Yeah. But we did recently hear from Netflix that it's doing really well in Africa, Eastern Europe, Russia. So, like, I think, like, the people. Like this is a good woman who drinks. Like they, they like are on board. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, Russia and Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Great company.
Right.
This is good.
I know.
They're
right.
Like, this is hot woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you've got that going for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's picked up for another season.
So there's 8 more episodes coming out in the next couple months. They still haven't told us when yet.
It is so binge worthy.
Yeah, in one month, right into the next is pretty.
It's like binge worthy is like one bottle of wine. So
yeah.
That's
totally.
Like maybe a little bit more.
Totally.
Sometimes on a good night, but
it's pretty perfect.
Yeah.
What did you think about when you needed the voice? Like when you were picking the person to be that voice, like know what it sounds like.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, how did you?
So early on, when the Twitter was still small, I would call into radio stations and interviews as her.
Shut up.
Yeah, and so I would do this really thick Chicago. Hey, I one time called NPR and was talking to. And I was talking to some guy. I don't remember his name, but I kept calling him Terry Gross. I'm like, listen, Terry. And he's like, again, I'm not Terry Gross. So, but then as we were casting, we're like, well, we can't have a guy be doing the voice.
Yeah, I mean, and you could have.
So then we held this huge cattle call audition where we brought, I mean, we must have heard like 100 different women do it.
Wow.
And we landed on our good friend, Lauren Ash, who's, she did Second City here. And,
oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
oh, that's
she's
awesome.
Actually Canadian, but she does a killer Chicago accent.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good. Really
so
good.
We
that's
heard
awesome.
Her. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. When we come, you can stick around for because we barely even talked to you.
I know. So.
I got nothing till the polar plunge tomorrow.
Yes, I want to talk about that.
We'll talk about that. And if you guys have a Chicago party aunt too that you want to share with us, please feel free to give us a call. 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776. It's Peggy and Dion and Chicago party aunt Chris Witowski.
What an
joining
honor.
Us. We'll
what
be right back.
Live stream ESPN 1000 or take a listen to our other shows on demand. It's the ESPN Chicago app.
This is Peggy and Dion.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Peggy and Dion. Oh, now you're like, you know this song?
I do know this song. I do know this song.
I don't.
I mean, this is the name of the song is Good as Hell, but is it,
Chris Witowski, come on.
Yeah.
Lizzo.
Thank you, Chris.
I don't know. What's the name
of
the song?
So glad you're here. Good as hell.
Yeah.
No one ever knows the name of the song. Everyone just can just sing it.
Yeah, right.
So, he's Chris Witowski joining us. He is the creator of Chicago Party Aunt. And we can confirm that Chicago Party Aunt is not me, Peggy Kaczynski.
No, but it's about to be.
Nor is it Robin Baumgarten from WGN Morning News.
Who I was with the other morning.
Okay.
She was great.
Tremendous.
Yep.
Nor is it Wendy Snyder from the old Chicago Loop.
Who I love.
See?
Yeah.
See, I think in the back of your head, we're all like just swimming there.
Haunting.
For sure.
We're all just kind of swimming there. It is about your Aunt Anita, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's my main muse, but you guys are all like right there.
That is so fabulous.
Yeah.
I just couldn't love it more. That's awesome.
There's so many great Chicago characters, though, that could be on your Netflix show. So we have one who has called in, by the way, on our ESPN 1000 phone line, 312-332-3776. Let's go out to, is it Bearman?
Bearman, hi. Oh.
Hi, Dion, Peggy, and Chris.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Great.
So I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of Chicago Party Aunt Chris, and I love the Chicago Bears episode you did with the tailgating and the Super Bowl shuffle there.
Yes.
So, you know, brought back a lot of great memories, and you know, since I'm such a big Bear fan, and I'd be honored if maybe in the future, if you do another Bears episode, if you could have my character in the background somewhere.
Well, you, sir, are a legend. Let me start. Let me start by saying that. I have looked
well,
to you.
You know me then.
Oh, I know you, buddy.
Everybody
I've probably
does.
Used your image illegally many times on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's what would happen is people would be like, oh, I'm so honored. This is so great. Wait, is he making money off this?
Right.
Wait a second. How do I get a piece of that? Who else has suggested to you other Chicago characters?
Oh, I mean, everybody. But so thank you, buddy. And we will use you in coming episodes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, man. Great. You are awesome. And you're out there in rain or shine and in good years like 1986 and bad years.
Like every year in between. Yeah. Like the 40s since then. Yes.
We've been rebuilding since then. Yeah.
Are you working on Mark Trussman making an appearance on the show?
Oh, my God. He'd be great.
He would be
really
so
great.
Who else do we? I mean, everybody wants Mark Jean Greco. Well, we, of course, got Tom Skilling in there from WGN.
Yes.
Who I had dressed as a polar bear the other day on WGN Morning News. I'm always trying to get Tony Kukoc in there.
Why? Why are you so obsessed with Tony Kukoc?
I want there to be so many Chicago Easter eggs in the show. I just want to keep jamming it.
Right.
And so in the writer's room, I'm always suggesting these very like the stuff that nobody would know unless you're from Chicago.
Right.
And they're like, Chris, we have to like broaden this more.
Right.
And I'm like, no, we got to get Kukoc in there.
Have you heard from celebrities, like Chicago celebrities as well?
Some, yes.
Like who?
Yes. I mean, my good friend Bonnie Hunt. We wanted her to be a main voice on the show,
yeah.
But it didn't work out with scheduling or whatever. But we're going to, if we get more seasons, we're going to bring her on.
That's awesome.
Joan Cusack.
Of course.
I mean, that's what's so great. There's so much Chicago talent, people who started here.
Right.
That we want to tap into. And, in the coming episodes, we've got Amy Poehler doing a voice.
No, really?
Yeah.
You are like the big stuff.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah.
So, wait, go back to these meetings, your writers' meetings. How do you go from a Twitter handle to a full scripted show?
Yes. So that's what was a challenge.
Right?
Yeah. Because we had, well, you know what somebody said once, which I thought was good, was they said, you already have your Homer Simpson. Now you just have to build a world around it.
Okay.
You know? And I had already been coming up with like different characters on Twitter, like her husband, Kurt. I'm always tweeting.
You know, I have a brother who's a TSA agent.
Are you serious?
I have three brothers.
Of course you do.
I have one that's a TSA agent.
I mean, I'm telling you, it speaks to you.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah, Kurt's a TSA agent. He's always bragging about it. I work at the busiest airport in the world, Chicago O'Hare International. So I do Kurt's voice on the show.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. The kind of gravelly, God damn it, Diane. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So
what else do we have to look forward to with Chicago Party?
My God. She gets involved with the Polish mob in the next 8 episodes.
Milwaukee Avenue?
Yeah.
See?
Oh my gosh.
I worked at a Polish restaurant in high school.
Did you really?
Of course. Yes, God bless, I'm Kaczynski.
Yeah. Of course,
Wataski. From the Northwest. Are you Polish?
Yes. Oh yeah. My dad grew up on the north side. He went to St. Hilary's Parish.
So you got to always bring up the parishes.
Exactly.
Because the neighborhoods, that's Chicago. You don't say what parish you're from.
Exactly.
So my dad was from St. Tecla.
Okay.
He grew up on the north side as well. Kaczynski.
Yep.
His dad was off the boat. So yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the Polish heritage and the Punchki stuff.
Yeah.
Outside of Chicago.
No. Before we moved here, never had heard of any of it. No,
right?
Largest Polish population outside of Warsaw, Poland, Chicago.
Right?
Yeah.
It used to be on banners here on like State Street or Michigan Avenue or something that Warsaw was the sister city. Yeah. But
so you were slinging pierogies at a Polish restaurant?
Yes.
God, what a woman.
Yeah. I worked at banquets.
There is no end to her. I cannot stand
the smell.
Oh, I'm sure.
Of Polish sausage.
I still, to this day, don't eat it.
I cannot stand the smell of it. But boy, that vodka.
Oh, it's so,
as
yes.
a 16-year-old. nipping with the guy that lived in the basement.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding you. There was a guy that lived in one of like the closets in the basement.
Yeah.
And he like did the dishes at night. So now I should make this clear that this restaurant is not there anymore. So please do not go getting them in trouble or anything.
Yeah.
But Northwest Side, that's what you did. It was the Polish restaurants. And I did go to Poland once. So I was able to go to the motherland.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And my mother says to my husband, God bless my late mother, said to my husband, I think your husband may have a drinking problem. And I said, Mom, why are you saying that? And she goes, he is drinking vodka with every meal. And I told my husband that. I told my husband, and he goes, well, they keep offering it.
What are we going to do, say no?
Right. Like, they offer it with every meal. And their shots are not like our shots. They're those nice, big, tall, like champagne flutes.
God, that's great.
That's so cool.
I mean, that was, you know, my high school, the Sisters of the Resurrection, was a Polish order.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right across from Resurrection Hospital. So, oh, yeah, me and the ski man.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Oh, all right. So you're here for the Polar Plunge.
I'm here for the Polar Plunge, yes.
All right. Tell us what in God's name made you do this.
Tomorrow morning at North Avenue Beach.
Oh, gosh, and it's so cold outside,
I don't
Chris.
I think it should count. This is not a true Polar Plunge.
I live in L.A. now. I've lived in L.A. for 8 years. So I come back and everybody's going, you know, you're going to luck out with great weather on Sunday. I'm like, great weather? It's going to be 50. It's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be absolutely, it's going to be like bath water.
No, it's not. I can assure you it's not. But no, what made you want to do this?
Yeah. So the Special Olympics reached out and asked if I would come back and help promote and do it. And so it's a great, you know, obviously a great cause. I didn't know the Special Olympics started in Chicago. Yeah. The first games were at Soldier Field in 1968, which so I think
cool.
is
the
so
Kennedys,
cool.
right? The Kennedy
yeah,
family.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all proceeds stay in Chicago. And so I'm helping raise money and I'm going to jump in the lake. I'm right after the mayor. So the mayor's going. Who, by the way, is a Chicago Party Hat fan, apparently.
Okay, she might have a little shrinkage.
Yeah, I might have a little shrink. Oh, you're right.
No, she might.
Well, no, that thing's not shrinking. It's huge. I'll have some shrinkage.
Oh, God. We are going to be, FCC is going to come down.
I know. Oh, my God.
What are you going to wear?
Yeah. So I have some Chicago Party Ant swag that Netflix gave me.
Oh, and you didn't bring any today?
So, that's right. I should have. Yeah.
Oh, well,
listen, by the way, this is an honor being on with you, Peggy, because you are a Chicago legend.
In my own mind.
No, you are. And I've tweeted at you a couple times, I know, on Chicago Party, and you always play along. And
I do.
And I love it. So this is an honor.
I love funny people. I truly love funny people. And I told you that I wanted to go into comedy. I did a comedy show, HBO and Catch a Rising Star, an old comedy club in New York, was doing a search on college campuses when I was in college. And I did it as a dare, and I finished like second.
Oh
right?
my gosh! Boy.
And Joey Gutierrez finished first.
Freaking Gutierrez, of course.
I could not remember where he was a writer for, and I said he did that show Bob Something House.
Oh yeah, you're telling me this old house. I know a guy named Joey Gutierrez. Do you know him? He wrote for This Old House.
No,
with Bob Vila. I'm like, what?
Huh? I knew it was House, and I knew there was a Bob in it.
Yeah, Full House.
Full House.
With Bob Saget, God rest his soul.
I never watched it.
You never watched it?
Well, he went to L.A. and obviously had a much better career than me.
You're doing the thing to me that people do in Chicago. You're from Chicago. Do you know Mike Kowalski?
Yes. Yes. He just did that to
me. I went to high school with them. You don't know him?
My mom said, I go, Mom, they do some stand up. Like they said, do open mics in Chicago. There's a great scene. And like Joan Rivers was like the only woman.
Yeah? Wow.
And my mom's like, over my dead body, will you be a comic in a nightclub where all those men foul mouth drinking?
Mm-hmm.
And what do I do?
I'm
just talking sports with all men foul mouth and drinking.
I mean, a smooth transition.
Higher road.
Yes,
yeah, just sports talk radio.
Much a classier move.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Chris, this was our pleasure having you and joining
God.
Us.
Oh, gosh,
thank you.
You're a gem.
So
thank
great
you.
To
thank
meet you.
You. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And seriously, the best of luck with Chicago Party Ant.
I appreciate
it. We love her so much, no matter how messed up your mind is.
We keep doing it, please.
Thank you. Go to ChicagoPolarPlunge.org where you can donate for a great cause and more episodes in the coming months. I'm also in these Progressive commercials where I'm turning into my dad. Have you seen those?
No.
The Dr. Rick Progressive commercials?
I have absolutely seen those. You're right.
You've ever seen those? Yes. It's on every sports, in between every sports break. You've never seen the Dr. Rick Progressive commercials? Maybe I need to start watching more games.
I was retired. I haven't paid attention to commercials. I'm sorry. But now I will, because now I'll be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, there's a new one coming out this week. Yeah.
That's my friend Chris.
My new friend Chris.
That's right.
Well, we have so much we could have talked to you about.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Bulls. You were at the game, but we got a break here. Mm-hmm. Top of the hour. We do have to talk sports at some point. So
we'll get there.
Will you come back next time you're in town?
I'd love to. It'd be my
Please
honor.
We may even have to call you if there's anything really crazy
Please
going
do.
On sports wise.
Yeah. I'm sitting on my couch in L.A. I would love to.
Okay. Yeah, we got to get you another waiter job.
Yeah, please.
There's
I know,
no Dickas in
know,
L.A.
No, oh, I got Dicka stories too.
Oh, that
baby.
Could be. An,
I bet
that could be a whole
show.
Episode. Yeah,
that
yeah.
is a whole
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Can you get Peggy into the show?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
A character of
Are
Peggy.
Are you SAG?
Kuczynski?
Can you do a voice?
I am SAG after, and I do voiceovers.
For real?
I do.
Yeah. All right. Well, then people need to watch the show so we get more seasons. So get the word out.
Yes.
And then I'm not making any promises.
That's
but
all right.
Season two, that would be awesome.
Yeah. When you need me like to really work on the raspiness, it's like we've got look.
We have
whiskey right here
in studio.
There's an open bottle of whiskey
yes,
sitting here.
Yes, it's our Limavady.
Limavady
Irish whiskey, which sponsors us on Twitch. Where's the camera? So like we go like this, we go.
I just had an idea. You and Bear Man could be a couple on Chicago
yes.
Party.
Oh my gosh,
How about
I'm
that?
So here for
How
this.
About that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It could have been me and Jean Greco. He's going to put me with
no,
Bear Man.
Bear Man.
Jean Greco's with what's her name? Janet Davies. Oh my god, that's some of my favorite tweets when they do New Year's together, and I'm like,
yes.
hands off Gian Greco, Davies, he's mine.
Oh my gosh, so great!
All
there
right.
could be characters on your show.
Oh my god,
so many. It goes on and on.
Yeah.
See how we could talk to him forever. You guys follow Chicago Party and on Netflix so that we can get me on the show. I mean, so that we can just. Get yeah. more of Chris.
Yes.
Put the kids to bed before you watch
well,
it.
Exactly.
By the way.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
you know
exactly.
how many moms just drove off the road with their kids, like shaking their heads, going, "Oh my gosh,
I know
what
I know.
Has happened
what
to ESPN 1000."
I know.
Well, it's
We're
Peggy
get our
and Dion. That's why.
That's right.
Chris Witowski, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
right.
you.